Let the amen sound from his people again. Don't hold back now, male or female. Let the amen. Amen. I love that word. I love that. Christ calls himself that. Amen, amen, however you want to say it, means that's the way it is. And when we say amen, we're saying, I believe that. That's the way it is. And I love it. I'm so glad. John 8, John chapter 8. Christ is the amen, because that's who he is. He is that he is. John 8, our Lord said in verse 58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And they took up stones to cast at him. Jesus hid himself without the temple. They couldn't stone him. His time wasn't come. Why? Because he's the I am. Because of who he is. They couldn't touch him. How blind is man? You know, they took up stones to stone him, and it says he passed right through the middle of it. You got him? But several times they had, you got him? Let's cast him off the cliff. You got him? I got him. He had them in his hand to do with as he pleased. All right, we're going to cast him off of here. You know who has the power to cast off, cast out? He does. This is the I am. But they were so blind, he passed right through the midst of it, hid himself. He's a God that hides himself in. That's who he is. Doesn't matter what he did or said. The blind didn't see it and couldn't hear it to death, could it? This underscores the fact, doesn't it, that God, that we're dead and blind and deaf, and God Christ himself must give us ears and life and eyes. His name, let's look at three things. His name, let's look at the meaning of it and what that means to you, to me. His name, he said, I am. He called himself I am. They knew what he was saying. Yahweh. He said that to them. He said it before in John, earlier, didn't he? In John 8, 20, go back there. Verses 23 and 24. 23, 24, and 25. He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. You know the Jews wouldn't ever say, I am. You know that? That was God's name. And they would never use that term. I am. It was that Abraham said, here am I. I am was God's name. But they didn't. They were very careful not to use that. Our Lord here says, I am from above. They know what he was saying. I'm from above. You're of this world. I'm not of this world. Verse 24, I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am, the little word he is not in there, is it? If you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. They said it one other time, that who can forgive sins but God? When the man sick of the palsy, he forgave his sins, frankly. Just immediately, your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer. And they said, who can forgive sins but God? They were incensed. They were offended. No truer words have been spoken of them. Who can forgive sins but God? He must be God. He is. I am. If you believe not that I am, your sins can't be forgiven. You'll die in your sin. And they said unto him, who art thou? He just told them. They don't have ears. They don't know him. We read in Isaiah 53 that bring my people. They're going to know me. John knew, didn't he? Thomas knew, didn't he? Huh? Simon Peter knew, didn't he? Hit his knees, Lord. Thomas, my Lord and my God. I know who he is. I must be chosen. He's God. God manifest in the flesh. They said, Who art thou? And the Lord said unto them, look at it, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Who? When did he say? What did he say in the beginning? Ooh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was made flesh. John said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. He was a creator. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same that said to Moses on that mountain, I am. They knew what he was saying. But they didn't believe him. I am. Look at Proverbs chapter 8 with me. The word, the name Yahweh, or Jehovah, that's the name, Jehovah. It means the eternal one. It means the self-existent one. Eternal, self-existent. It means unchanging, immutable one. We just sang that hymn by choice, by design. Immortal, invisible, immutable. It means eternal. Look at Proverbs 8. Christ said, I am the eternal one. These verses are speaking of Christ, who is wisdom. He is wisdom. In verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. I was set up, or that is declared to be the Lamb slain, the Messiah, the covenant head, from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever, or before the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. I am. He had no beginning. This is that priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. No father or mother, no beginning in the day. This is the eternal one. Eternal. It means self-existent. Self-existent. I am. Look at Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Go back there. Men and women believe in a God who's not the self-existent God. They believe in a God who's dependent on man's will. They believe in a God who is subject to circumstances and events. He's a bystander in the affairs. He's merely hoping and wanting and wishing to have his way. That's not the I am. They say things like this, God wants. When nowhere in the Bible is that word ever used after the name of God. God wants. Let God. Oh, my. Let him do what? Didn't we just read that in Isaiah 43? I will work, and who shall let me? Hath not the potter power over the clay? This makes people mad. It makes me glad, doesn't it? Psalm 50. This is the self-existent one. Wanting, wishing, needing nothing and no one. Completely self-existent, self-sufficient, independent of everything and anyone, all things. He's the one that worketh all things. He's the one that doeth all things. Everything happens because God made it happen or set it in order. Psalm 50, they say God needs your money and God wants you to do this and that. Well, look at verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Another place in Isaiah said, he said, even though you don't know me, I'm your God. You don't believe it, but I am your God. I am God. Read on. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, thy burnt offering, to have been continually before me. I'll take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold. Every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. The world is mine, the fullness thereof. I don't need you. I don't need anything you have to give me. I am that I am. I am God, self-existent, self-sufficient, independent of anything, anyone. I will work. I have purposed it, I'll bring it to pass. I have spoken it, I will do it. That's the I Am. That's Christ. That's the true Christ. That's Jesus Christ. Yes, that's that man named Jesus. He is very God of very God. He's not poor Jesus. Won't you let him in? This is the Lord Jesus high and up seated on his throne. Let's hope and pray that he'll let us into his kingdom. This is the God. This is the Christ of Scripture. Look down at verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, dependent upon. I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eye. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces. The I Am. The Jews read these things, didn't they? They read these things. They read Isaiah. They read Psalms. They knew what he was saying. And they didn't like it. You're just Jesus. You're just a man. No, I Am. I Am. His name is unchanging. Look at Malachi 3. Go back to Malachi 3. I Am. Malachi 3. It means that he never, he always is and always shall be, always was what he is, who he is. Unchanged. He doesn't change. His will doesn't change. His mind doesn't change. His purpose doesn't change. His word doesn't change. His promises doesn't change. Don't you love that? The God of today, the false God, he changed his mind. You know, he wrote a book, got names in it, but he might just... Listen to me now. When the Lord said, I'll blot out your name, did he ever blot a name out? Can you find anywhere in the book where it says God blotted somebody's name out? No. He threatened in a language we can understand. I'll blot his name out. But he never did. Never blotted anybody's name out. It's sealed. That's a little footnote. But Malachi 3, he says in verse 6, and you need to commit this to memory. Malachi 3, verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not concerned. You sinners that look to me, that I've chosen, that trust in me, those sinners, you read with me, didn't you, Brother John, how it says, the Lord said, this is what you've done. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. You've made me to serve. I've put up with all your sins and all that. Didn't he say that? But he says, I am. I am God. I am the God that chose you. I have blotted out thy transgression. Aren't you glad he doesn't change? Jesus Christ. And the significant people, that's one of the last things he said before the New Testament. I am the Lord, I change not. This Christ here, this Jesus, is the same Lord of the Old Testament. Most people have it all wrong. They think the God of the Old Testament was mean and cruel and, you know, he hated people and all that. But now everything's changed since Jesus came. God is all love. Now he loves everybody. You know, just when you think you've seen it all, and I got to say this, as despicable as the sign is that you see everywhere, God love you. You see that everywhere, don't you? God love you. God love you. And it's a lie. God doesn't love everybody. God loves his people. The love of God is in Christ, Romans 8:39. The love of God was in the ark, wasn't on the outside. How, what a mockery of God's love it would have been for Noah to stick his head out that window and say, now God loves you. Huh? Scripture says God's angry with the wicked every day. Romans 3:36, very few people know, says the wrath of God abides upon the unbeliever. I saw this sign that said, big sign, big bold letters, here's all it said, God likes you. You mean God likes
child molesters. You mean God likes those that hate Him, hate His truth, hate His Son, hate His people? God likes them? What is there to like about anybody?
Would you tell me that? God, that just makes my blood boil. God likes you. Right before the New Testament, God said, the last thing He said, I change not. I am that I am. The same God of the Old Testament who will punish sin, and He showed it plainly all through the Old Testament, didn't He? This God who's a consuming fire, and Christ said, the Lord shall come. He's like a refiner's fire. Malachi 3, He's like a refiner's fire. Christ came. He said, I've come to kindle fire on the earth. Christ came. It's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And God who destroyed a world full of sinners is going to destroy them again. This is the same God. God has not changed. In His essence, in His purpose, in His holiness, in His decrees, in His law, in His justice, it hasn't changed. Now, God is love. God is merciful. God is gracious. God is delights to show mercy. God is just God and the Savior. But one way and one person. Anybody that doesn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is under the wrath of God and will be destroyed by God. Christ said so. He said, if you believe not that I am, you will die in your sin. That really struck me when I was thinking about a man. I told you about it. He died, and I liked the man a lot. I did. I liked him. I liked him. He and his wife and their daughter went to school with our daughter, and we really did. I loved him. Now, he did not believe. He was a wise man after the flesh, and he had no use for the gospel. He never would mention God's name or Christ, but he was moral. Everybody liked him. Everybody. He died in his sins. He went to hell. Jesus Christ said that. That's how serious it is. I am, Christ said. Unchanging. What does that mean? That He's I am. That means if He is God, and He is, that means everything He said and did is absolutely true. He said that. He said, all the heaven and earth will pass away, but not one word of mine. That's what He said. Everything He said is true. The justice, the judgment, the wrath, the condemnation is all true, but so is the mercy, so is the grace, so are the promises. They're all yea and amen in Him. True in Him. Come unto me, all ye that labor. This is a faithful saying. Christ came into the world to save sinners, even the chief. He said, you come unto me, I will in no wise. Don't you love that? You can't lie. He said, this is forever settled in heaven. He that cometh to me, he that needeth mercy, he that needeth saving, sinner though you be, no matter what you've done, you come unto me, and I am thy salvation, and I will in no wise cast thee out. You will never bury. Don't you love that? You see, because I have, and I am, and I will. I am. I am. Oh, my. He is Jehovah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He always has been, always will be the same. This same Jesus, they said, shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him come. A man, there's a man in glory who's touched with the feel of our infirmities. He knows our frame because He was framed. He was made in the likeness of sinful flesh without sin. He had touch with our feeling. And He says, I know you. Because I am. I am. See, I should have read in Proverbs 8, it says, His delights were with the sons of men. He rejoiced in the habitable parts of the earth. He always kept coming down to where sinners were. He came and walked in the garden with the first sinners, Adam and Eve were. He came walking in the garden. Oh, what rebels they were, weren't they? Oh, what ungrateful creatures they were to shake their fist in the face of their God and their Creator. How wonderful, marvelous, and gracious He'd been to them. Here He came walking. God the Father sent Him. He came. What to do? What? Cover their nakedness. To speak peace to their heart. To give blessed promises to them. He came down to Gideon. He came to Noah. He came to Abraham. He came to Moses. He came to so many, didn't He? He rejoiced. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written to me. I come to do God's will, to save thy people. Exodus 3. This is where He is called this the first time. Exodus 3. Look at this. This is wonderful. Exodus chapter 3. I am. Exodus chapter 3, look at verse 7. Exodus 3, verse 7. The Lord said to His people through Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry. Remember, people, He's the same. Yesterday, today, forever. He sees, He hears, He knows. I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian and to bring them up out of that land into a land, good land and large. Is there room for me? Is there room for you? It's a large land. And He hath... Well, I don't know if you accept me. Oh, He has largeness of heart. Oh, yep. Like Solomon. He didn't turn anybody away. The land flowing with milk and honey into the place of the Canaanite. A new heaven, new earth. Look down at verse 13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am, Jehovah. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I got the right message this morning. Tell them, I am, that sent me to you. To say what? That He is. I am. I am that I am. What is it? I am that. He's that prophet. Didn't He? He's that high priest, that great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. That He is. He always was, He always is. I am that prophet. I am thy king. He always has been. Oh, we don't make Him Lord. God made Him Lord before the world began. King over there. I am prophet, priest, and king. I am that I am. I am holy, and that He is. He is holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God of Israel. Just. He is just. Don't only think of justice as something bad. Think of it as something wonderful. If Christ paid for your sins, God is just. He will by no means clear the guilty, but He will by no means condemn the justified. If you're in Christ, He said, you're justified from all that. I am. Is God just? He is. He will always be. I am that I am. He's love. Yes, He is. I've loved thee with a... How long has His love last? Everlasting. I am sovereign, that He is. Therefore, I am, I have loved thee. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. I am that I am. All He is, He does. And all He does, He is. Who could have come up with something like this? No, His name. All that He is, all that He does, wrapped up in three words, or two words, I am. I am. And that I am. All He is, He does. And all He does, He is. He said, I have saved thee for my name's sake. I'm a Savior. He will save him. Look at a few things, and I'll close. Time's getting away from me. Go back to John 6. Several times our Lord plainly said, I am. John 6:35. Look at this. Forgive me a few of these. John 6:35. All through this chapter, the Lord speaks of bread, doesn't he? This is the chapter on the bread that the Lord spoke of. And he said in verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Verse 48, I am that bread of life. I am the bread. The children of Israel lived on one thing because of one thing. They didn't need anything else for a long time. Think about that. And he proved them by it. Bread came from heaven. That's Christ. White thing, round, like sweet as honey. What is it? They said, that it is. I am, Christ said, I am that. I've always been the life of my people, the subsistence of my people. I live because I live, they live also. I am the bread of life. They feed on me, they subsist because of me. John chapter 8, he said, I am the light. 8 or 9 times. He said, I am the light. God is light, John said, didn't he? Who's God? Christ is. I am the light. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Only through Christ do we see, do we know God and ourselves and the world, sin and what salvation is. I am the door. In John 10, he said, I am the door of the sheep. About all men and women know about the doors. They think Jesus is standing outside knocking. He said, I am the door. One time they were inside and then the door was shut. Well, here it is. They were inside. Scared to death. The door was shut. They thought Christ was dead. He just can't walk right in the door. He's not outside the door. He is the door. He said, by me, if any man enter, he hath eternal life. But no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's one door in that ark, wasn't it? There was one door in that ark. One window for life. Christ said, I am. In John 10, verse 14, he said, I am the shepherd, the good shepherd. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is our shepherd. Well, who is that talking about? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said that. I am the good shepherd. It says he's the chief shepherd. A good shepherd, chief shepherd. One time David, when he came to, I love that, oh, he came to out there where they were, Goliath was taunting them. And he said to Saul and all the men around him, he said, I was watching my sheep, and a bear and a lion came out and grabbed one of my lambs. He said, oh, we got him. I slew them both. You can't do that. I did. The Lord, he said, gave me deliverance. And the Lord will cut this man's head off tonight. That's Jesus Christ. He's the great shepherd. He's never lost a sheep. He can't. You can't call him a good shepherd and him lose one sheep. He said, those that thou hast given me, I have kept. Not one of them is lost. Why? He's a good shepherd. And if the Lord is your shepherd, you can have that other Jesus that tried and failed, and boy, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not fear, and I shall be with him someday. He said, I will it. The Lord is my shepherd. He said in John 11 to Margaret and Martha, Margaret, yes, Margaret, Martha and Mary, he said, I am the resurrection. Doesn't it say in Ephesians 2, you hath he quickened? Well, we're going to live forever someday. So hold on here. You hath he quickened. He that hath the Son hath life. Not shy of it. How could I? Didn't he say that? Huh? He's quickened us together with Christ. It's already been done. It says he's seated in the heavenly. Well, where are we? It says we're seated with him. I don't understand. I don't either. But I believe it. I have life. It just remained. You know, the Lord peeled back his flesh to show them who he was. And we live in this veil of flesh, don't we? But there's a new creature. There is a new man in here, creating the image of Christ that lives. It won't die. This body will die. This old man of sin is going to die, thank God. When we put in the grave, this old man, this body of death, is going to be laid in the grave. And he's going to be gone. And I can't wait for it to happen. But this new man he created, that lived the day he sent the word, the day he planted the seed, the day he watered it, the day it brought forth life, a new creature in Christ, it never dies. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but beloved, now are we the sons of God. Let me laugh. Needs to be laughed at for our comfort. Right now, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Right now. I am the resurrection. He said, I am the way. It's his way. It's his will. It's his word. It's his work. It's not ours. And that's the truth. He said, I am the truth. Truth of anything. You want to know the truth about anything? Just ask something. I'll give you the answer. Right? In him are all, he had all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Ask something. Where did the world begin? Christ. What upholds all of this? Christ. What about life after death? It's Christ. What love of God? Who does God love? Christ. I am the truth. I am the life. Eternal life. More abundant. He that hath the Son hath life. He said, I am the vine. I'm the vine. I'm the true vine. The root. Tree of life. I am the tree of life. What does that mean to me? Let me close with this. And look over at Ezekiel 36 in closing. What does that mean to you? Huh? If you are in him, that is true. The I am. If you belong to him, if you abide in him, what that means is that he is I am. What that means is you shall. You are. You are. Salvation is what it means. It means if you're in him, you belong to him, that you abide in him. It means you're married to him. It means that you're one. It means you've been foreknown. It means you've been predestinated. It means you've been called. It means you've been justified. It means you've been glorified in Christ. It's all been predetermined about you, been fixed, ordered in all things and sure, unchangeable. Immutable, cannot be changed. Man, this is good. If he is the I am and I am his, then I will always be his. You see that? He said, because I live, you shall live also. Ezekiel 36. So people say that, well, if you believe that, we believe that, then whatever, you know, live like whatever, and whatever will be, will be. No, this is not que sera, sera. This is what he said here, that he has decrees, and they must be, and they will be, if he's in you. Look at verse 16. The word of the Lord came and said, Son of man, the house of Israel dwelt in their own land. They defiled it. They were sinners. I poured out my fury, verse 18, upon them. They were idolaters. Verse 19, I scattered them. They're out in the world, just like everybody else. Can't tell a bit of difference. They're idolaters. Verse 20. They were among the heathen that profaned my holy name. And people say, are these the people of God? But salvation's in those two words in the Old Testament and the New. You see, that's changed. But I am. I have pity for my holy name that they profane. Thus saith the Lord, verse 22, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you profane. I will sanctify my great name, profaned among the heathen by you.
I will be sanctified, verse 23, in you before their eyes. I will take you from among the heathen. I will gather you. Not one time does he say, if you will. Not one time in these verses does God say, I want to, and I can't, I will if they will. No.
This is the I am. He said, I will. Here's the difference between the true God and the false one. The false one, the false gospel says, if you will, he will, he shall. The true gospel says this. The true God says, I will, and you shall. Because I am.
I will. Verse 25, sprinkled clean water upon you, you will be clean. Oh, I will cleanse you. A new heart I'll give you. Verse 26, a new spirit I'll put within you. I'll put my spirit in you. Verse 27, you shall dwell in the land. Verse 28, be my people. I'll be your God. I will save you. Verse 29, I will call for the corn. There'll be no famine. I will multiply the fruit. You will bear fruit. Verse 31, and you shall remember. Here's what you'll always be thinking of. Here's what you'll always remember. Your own evil ways. Your doings that were not good. And you will loathe yourselves in your own sight. That's how you know the people of God. They believe that he is and they believe that they are sinners. Nothing but. Nothing better. Don't do this, verse 32, for your sakes. Be ashamed and confounded. Thus saith the Lord, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the city. That's the church. The waste shall be builded. The desolate land be tilled. And in verse 37, but the Lord says, I will yet for this be inquired of. They're going to ask me for it. God has purposed it. Salvation of his people. God has purposed it. And the way and the means that he uses is for us to call on the Lord. But you know who calls? Those the Lord calls. I've spoken it. They will inquire of. They will ask me. They will seek. If anyone doesn't ask, they won't. He won't answer. If anyone doesn't seek, they won't find. If anyone doesn't knock, the door won't be open. I don't understand. He must be blind. He must be deaf. I understand. Because the Lord said it, it must be so. Whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you don't call, he won't be saved. But if you do call, because he called you. And read on. It says in verse 38, as the holy flock, the flock of Jerusalem, and her solemn feasts, that's your mind, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men. That's his church, that's his people. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Won't be one of them not know who he is, what they were, are, and who does the same. Amen. All right, Brother John, you come lead us.